The All Writer Company. May I help you?
Hello, it's Adrian. How are you?
Hey, good, Adrian. How you doing?
I'm good, Wimberly. Are
Good.
you guys having a gorgeous day down there?
Yes, we are having a gorgeous day, and Jack just had a lovely customer that I know he was calling about to see about something with you.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Is he
Okay.
available?
He's right here. Hang on one sec.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Adrian.
How are you? I called, what was it, earlier this week, and you were with a customer.
Oh, I probably was. We have far and few between, but every it seems like most time when people call and need me, I'm with a customer anymore. Kind of
You're
weird.
fine. You're fine. I'm glad to see it's picking up. So, how have you
Well,
been?
I've been okay. Just hanging in there day by day, just watching the sun come and go.
Oh, really?
Y'all are watching what, the snow come and go?
They said we're supposed to get it today, but it hasn't, thank goodness. I mean, we're at a
Oh, yeah.
balmy 26 degrees, but the sun
Ooh.
is out, so
Well, there you
yesterday,
go.
well, it's so weird because our weather is so bipolar. Yesterday it was 63, and then it started raining in the afternoon and dropped to like 40. So literally went up
Golly.
20 degrees in a couple hours, yeah.
Oh, man. I bet your hospital's going to start filling up soon with people with pneumonia and colds and God knows what else from the weather changing.
We've had that. Well, a couple Saturdays ago, it was 72.
Oh,
Yeah.
golly.
Yes, I'm telling you, when I say bipolar, I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
Bipolar.
literally.
Bipolar. Or even, what is the other disease where you have multiple personalities? Yeah, there you go. Schizophrenia.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Anyway, so what's going on? You had a customer that wants a big diamond?
No, unfortunately, it's a little teeny one, but at least it's something. We're not sure yet. She's going to come back in a few minutes. She wanted to talk to me about something, so I'm kind of waiting on her. I was going to call and ask and check on the. Do you have any like 50-point old mine cut diamonds
I can
in
get
stock?
them. I can
Oh,
get
okay.
like
Okay.
half carat old mine. If you're
Yeah,
looking
yeah.
for more like the round or like the cushiony.
Round. This will be a round one. She lost hers out of her grandmother. She's got like a little vintage. It's a filigree three diamond Edwardian sort of look, and the center stone came out. And it came out because there's no prongs left.
Oh, so she constantly wore it, never took it off, huh?
Right. And as a result, she said, I'm at fault for this. And so she said, I'm looking either to do that or maybe I'll go with a modern, modern day looking one or whatever I can find. And I said, well, you just let me know. And she said, she's gonna bring it back by here and let me see it so we can make a little better judgment. But so right about a half carat, she said, and I've seen everybody has pictures of everything. So at any rate, that way I can get an idea.
She'll probably be better off going with a modern round brilliant cut just because they're less expensive than the old mine. Because old mine
I
are,
told her, the premium. I
yeah,
told
they
her, I
have a
said, yeah.
premium. Yeah, like for example, if you get like a 51 point round, natural, modern, an ESI1, your cost is $650. Yeah,
That's
so.
reasonable. That's very reasonable.
Oh, extremely reasonable. And then
Yeah.
with these, you have lifetime trade up, so if she ever wanted to trade it up, she could. But the
Yeah.
old mine, you're probably looking, depending on the quality, usually those are like lower color, higher clarity. You're probably looking closer to 1,000.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
Gotcha.
it's entirely up to her, whichever route she wants to go with.
Okay.
But yeah, you said she'd be back in shortly to give you the ring or let you check. And
Yeah.
well, the head's completely off, so we'd have to figure out millimeter, or are you replacing the head?
No, it's actually all built into one. It's just the prongs come out of it. So there's the head. Well, yeah, they say that. Yeah, that I'm gonna put a one of our gauges here and stick it inside the hole and see. I'll figure it out one way or the other.
I know you will. I know you will. So, good. Very good. All right. Yeah, I'm here till 6, so just let me know, and then we can go from there.
Okay. That sounds good. I really appreciate that.
Okay. You're welcome, Jack. Thank you.
All right. You take care now.
You too. Have a good day.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.